From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. South Korean President Moon Jae-in met Saturday afternoon with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un near the two Koreas' heavily militarized border. According to the South Korean presidential office, the leaders exchanged views on how to prepare for the North's possible summit with U.S. President Donald Trump. Officials said Moon will announce the outcome of his discussion with Kim Sunday. Trump canceled the planned denuclearization talks with Kim on Thursday, then Friday. He said they could happen in June as planned. President Trump says American hostage Josh Holt and his wife were released from a Venezuelan jail Saturday. They will land in the U.S. Saturday evening. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Utah Senator Orrin Hatch announced on Twitter that Joshua Holt and his wife have been freed. Holt had been held in the Caracas jail without trial since June 2016 on what he has called trumped-up weapons charges. The 26-year-old had gone to Venezuela to get married after meeting his wife online while looking for Spanish-speaking Mormons to help him improve his language skills. Police arrested Holt during a raid on the public housing complex where the couple lived, saying they'd found an assault rifle and grenades. Holt has denied the charge. President Trump hailed his release as good news, saying in a tweet that he expects to welcome Holt and his family to the White House this evening. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Trump administration told lawmakers Friday the U.S. government has reached a deal to put Chinese telecommunications company ZTE Corp. back in business. President Trump appeared to confirm the deal in a tweet on Friday. ZTE was banned in April from buying U.S. technology components for 7 years for breaking an agreement reached after it violated U.S. sanctions. This is VOA News.
I think it's a very significant day for Ireland.
That was Ireland's Health Minister Simon Harris. A significant day as Irish citizens have voted by a large margin to repeal the country's restrictive abortion law. Election officials released the referendum results Saturday. More than 66% of voters were in favor of repealing the ban, while 33% voted to keep the current law. Harris said the vote to repeal is not taken lightly.
It's not celebration in the marriage equality sense. Termination is never a cause for celebration. No woman ever wants to find themselves in that situation. But it is certainly relief that Ireland has voted to be a more compassionate place.
A leading anti-abortion group said Saturday the referendum was a, quote, tragedy of historic proportions. In an exclusive interview with VOA's Persian service, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Iran should allow the International Atomic Energy Agency inspections.
If they want a peaceful nuclear energy program, fine, but they can import that material. Other countries do it. It works for many countries around the world. And in order for us to achieve that, to get comfortable if that's the case, there will have to be inspections.
President Trump withdrew the U.S. from the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement, saying it was a bad agreement because Iran was not living up to its side of the deal. The IAEA has repeatedly confirmed Tehran has been meeting its nuclear commitments fully. The UN Children's Fund warns the Ebola outbreak in Democratic Republic of Congo threatens the health and well-being of children in special care must be taken to help them survive. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UNICEF spokesman Christophe Bouillard tells VOA orphan children often become social outcasts because of their association with this fatal disease.
There is, as you mentioned rightly, the risk of stigma. And the risk that the child, when his father, his caregiver, his mother is affected, the child is psychologically affected.
Bouillard says UNICEF is taking preventive measures. He says trained therapists are providing assistance to families affected by the Ebola outbreak. He says they also are helping children cope psychologically with the trauma of losing loved ones. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The United Nations says the ongoing drought has gripped two-thirds of conflict-hit Afghanistan's 34 provinces and has put more than 2 million people at risk of becoming severely food insecure. Water points and fountains across the country have dried up. We have much more coverage of this topic on VOAnews.com. Go there for the story. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.